T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The man released in his lifetime four studio records. There have been others since, but he is considered to be, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest guitarist of all time. Stevie Ray Vaughan is your artist of the day. Kara Marks at Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks.
There is a newsroom feud going on in West Virginia.
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness.
Are these two women that like got into a
bar brawl?
Bar brawl?
Yeah.
They work on the morning show together or something?
Well, they work on the 4 o'clock news together. Mm. The weather girl attacked the station's news anchor, cracking her skull at a bar two Fridays ago.
Now, remind me, was it the news anchor that punched the weather girl or the weather girl that punched the news anchor? So
which one was the hussy?
The weather girl shoved the anchor. Okay. Causing her to fall and hit her head on the floor.
Yeah, I think she cracked her eardrum.
Accused
too.
Her of trying to hit on her husband or something or other.
Yeah, so Chelsea Ambriz shoved Erica Bivens at the bar.
Back to you, Bob.
Bivens had been out of town drinking with her husband in Charleston when they ran into Ambriz. So then they start talking and Ambriz starts flirting with the husband.
Mm.
He turned her down. So that's when Bivens decided that she had had enough and shoved Ambriz.
Not the first time that there have been anchors, including weather people and anchors, who have had a bit of a feud.
Well, I heard today their profiles and bios have been removed from the station website, and that's interesting. Do you fire both of them? Or just the one that shoved the other one?
I mean,
yes, you do.
On what grounds?
She got into a physical altercation with a colleague.
She pushed her down.
Charged with misdemeanor battery.
Yes, and then she fell, Scott, cracked her skull, and shattered her eardrum. You've got to fire her. I'm confused if they fire the shove-e, who was really the victim, sort of.
Sort of.
So who do we fire, Kara Marks or Jennifer Narimore?
Well, I mean, that's what, here's the deal. Sometimes news people and weather people don't get along, and we are no exception, and we're always honest on this show.
Who do we fire?
Well, we had a little something happen in the newsroom today.
I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Narimore, KEMBZ Weather.
Jennifer, are you looking at my man just now? Were you just looking at my man? The hell, Jennifer?
Do you want to fight?
I'll take you down, Narimore.
Oh, no. I'll take you down. Bitch, please.
I will take you down.
Hey, why don't you stick into read the news, Mark, sir?
Keep your eyes on the forecast and your hands off my man.
You keep your eyes off my man, or I'm coming at you like a hurricane in the Gulf.
Hey, no, you ruined it.
I couldn't stop.
You were laughing in the background.
It was funny.
Do you know how funny it was to hear Jennifer Narimore sing?
Bitch, please!
Wait.
What the hell, Jennifer?
Do you want to fight?
I'll take you down, Narimore.
Oh, no. I'll take you down. Bitch, please.
I will take you down.
Hey, why don't you stick into read the news, Mark, sir?
Keep your eyes on the forecast and your hands off my man.
You keep your eyes off my man, or I'm coming at you like a hurricane in the Gulf.
No, you ruined it.
Have you ever heard two...
You sound like cackling hens at the end there.
Have you ever heard two women fighting worse than those two women? Your man. No, your man.
Better keep your paws off me, person. I will fight
so
you.
Funny.
I will take you down. I will take you down to Chinatown. I will hurt you.
Okay.
And you will be hurt.
You have to pick the winner between Laura Moritz and Kelly Eckerman.
Ooh. Age has to factor in on that
they're
a little
both
bit.
The same age.
No, they're not.
You can choose between those two. You can choose between Katie Horner.
Ooh.
And Aaron Little.
And Aaron Little.
Ooh, is this a cage match?
Yeah. You can choose between Rhiannon Alley and Lindsay Shively.
Ooh.
Mm. And I don't know who to say at Channel 5 because they don't ever stay there.
They got that Del Cid girl, whatever her name
is. No, she left.
Nope, they moved
her. No, she's like doing the...
No, she left.
Better Kansas City.
No, she left.
The other day, did you hear this?
They fired her.
They said, there's a new promo that says the fastest growing television station.
No, the fastest changing.
No, do you know what that means?
Yeah.
If you're fastest growing.
No.
Well, think about it.
It means you're hiring new people because you just fired everybody else.
Fastest growing in this business is code.
For fourth place.
Yes.
I see what you're saying.
If you have 50 people buying your product, and then overnight 50 new people buy your product, that's 100% growth. It's fastest growing.
For the text line, I want to see John Weir versus Ellen Shank.
I'm going with Ellen.
Ellen would
one.
Totally win that
Here's
one.
Here's the deal. Out of between Laura and Kelly, I'm going Laura all the way.
Totally going
totally
Laura.
Totally
going
She's
Laura. An athlete.
Well, and you know what? Not that beauty queens cannot be fighters, but, you know, Kelly is more demure and, you know, I just feel like if they were in a cage together, mm-hmm. it's Laura all the way.
Mm-hmm. Hang on. I'm trying to think.
I think Rhiannon Alley against anyone, even 9 months pregnant, would crush
no.
any opponent.
No.
Oh, yeah. She's from Raytown.
See,
she will kill you.
I don't know her very well, but she has soccer seats like two rows in front of me.
She'll cut you.
Aaron Little has these bizarre fingernails. Like, they're long.
Mm.
Like, she's a cat. So I'm putting Aaron Little up there with anyone right now. So here's my cage match. How did these conversations even get started, by the way?
Because Naramore and Marks are we're going at it in the newsroom.
All right, Rod, I'm going Laura. Here's my championship match.
Okay.
Laura Moritz against Aaron Little from Channel 5.
Oh, that's right. Aaron is over there.
Yeah.
I do love Aaron. Okay, but wait. There has to be a bracket like Jonathan's. You should do this as your list. Oh, yeah,
no,
that's a good list.
This is a pretty stupid list.
Because here's the deal. When it gets all the way to the end, you have to pick one, and I'm telling you, it's Rhiannon.
No, that's a pretty stupid
list.
We will
not tarnish the shiny reputation of the list with your nonsense.
With news anchor cage matches.
Cage fighting. Here's the other thing to think about. Katie Horner's a triathlete. She
fights
and runs and whatever
Whoever
else you do.
Whoever Busby's training, that's the person I'm putting my money on.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Busby's the man.
Here's who I don't put a dime on. And I like her. She's a really nice lady. I don't put a dime on Donna Pittman.
I don't know. I think she might surprise you.
No.
You know what she is? She's scrappy.
Mm-mm.
But she's also really skinny. You just got to sit on her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you sit on her, she breaks like a twig.
Donna, I love you.
She really does. Just, that's all you hear.
You're going Laura over Rhiannon.
I go Laura Moritz, all-out, undisputed champion.
Okay.
She's a former college basketball player. She'll kick your ass.
Okay.
Period. But I put Aaron Little and her cat-like claws. That's a formidable foe.
What about four? We haven't done four.
Wait about Abby Eden over at four.
She just had a baby. She's no good.
Oh.
Oh, no. She's totally on top.
I don't know, because you're hormonal.
Exactly.
Mm. Rod, seriously, do they not sound like if you went out back and you were raising six chickens in your backyard in Roland Park? I mean, they really do.
I hate you.
Is there anybody at Fox 4 who could win a fight? Alford can't.
Bogowith.
Bogowith can't win a fight.
Oh, yes, she could.
No.
Absolutely.
You guys sound, seriously, you sound like chickens in a hen house.
We were laughing so hard.
It was so funny. Jennifer
it's
Naramore.
It's not funny.
Here's what I'm going to say about Jennifer Naramore. She can give a dead-on forecast. She cannot fight. She doesn't even say it with venom when she's trying to threaten Kara Marxer.
Okay. Ooh, I got one. Laura Moritz, cage match, Laura Moritz, Mark Alford. I'm still going Laura Moritz.
I think you're right. She would pound him.
Excuse me?
Well, you know.
Well, he might like that, but...
He's, you know.
He's what?
No, I'm a just midget? Saying, no, that is not what I said.
What were you saying?
She
why
has...
Why did you go like this with your hand?
A height advantage over Mark.
Because
a
Mark's,
dear friend of
because
mine.
Because Mark is a midget?
I think she'd take him.
We forgot about Rebecca, guys.
Yeah, those are real hens. Now, Rod, push pause. Here are our hens. Huh.
I hate you.
Sounds amazingly similar. Okay, those are real hens. Okay. Here are our hens. Sounds like the same place. Huh.
Throw something at him, will you?
Now, is that fake or real?
Oh, that was totally real. I was howling.
No. Was that real chickens?
Oh, no, that was us laughing.
Okay. Stop.
That's chickens.
Totally.
That's me. Okay. Chickens. Me. Chickens. Me. Chickens.
You know, I wake up in the morning, I think, you know, I'm going to have serious conversations on the radio. I'm going to break down the news of the day. And then we end up talking about hypothetical cage matches between...
Hi, this is Mark Alford and Denise Nichols.
He's probably mad.
No, he's not mad. Alford, get in here, bro. Hang on, let me try him one more time. He says he's dying to get on, so he wants to weigh in on the hypothetical between him and Laura Moritz. So let's see if we can't get him on here real quick.
Hi, this is...
Nope. Not going to happen today. I think he's down the wrong number. See, that's why he can't win a fight. Rod, he's on the... He's that guy right there in line two. That's Alford. Somebody wants to know Rhiannon Alley versus Mike Maruzars. I'm going Rhiannon Alley on that one.
I'm going Rhiannon all the way.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any dispute about that.
I will say this.
Kara Marxer pregnant against Rhiannon Alley pregnant.
Oh!
Two pregnant women.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Fighting each other.
It would be Kara, and here's why.
Mm.
Rhiannon wears those heels. Those
yep.
high spiked heels.
Yeah.
Can't
fight on that. Can't fight on that. Marx is a scrapper. She's a scrapper fighter.
Mm-hmm. Scott looked at me during the break and he goes, "What just happened?" You go, "I don't know. I thought today was Friday. I have no idea."
No, she did.
It is your Friday.
She did. She goes, "Are we going to do Festivus?" I go, "It's Wednesday." She goes, "Oh, yeah."
Oh, not in my world.
All right, hang on, wait. Chris Katz.
Ooh.
Hang on, let me put him up against somebody good here.
Crockett.
No.
She's MMA trained.
She's MMA, she'll kill him. Chris Katz versus Brian Busby.
Interesting.
Busby every time.
Yeah, I'm going Busby.
Oh!
I'm going Busby.
Come on!
I'm sorry. I think Chris would go in fetal position and just...
Oh, no, he would not. not.
Yes, he would. Don't hit me.
He would just start reading the news.
Oh, my God, you're hurting me.
I'm
going
to have to stop you right there. We have breaking news.
Good evening, Kansas City. Alford.
Hey.
Do you think you could
beat...
I hear
you talking about me.
Yeah, we are. Do you think you could beat Lara Moritz in a cage match?
No, I would lose in 2 seconds.
Did you hear about the meteorologist and the newsreader that were they've been taken down from their station's page after a they got into a bar fight?
Well, come on. Don and I used to fight all the time. That didn't mean anything.
Okay, answer me this.
We didn't do bar fights, but, you know.
Rhiannon Alley versus Aaron Little.
Ooh.
Ooh, Aaron Little for sure.
Yeah, she's got those claws. I mean, she's got cat-like claws. It's not fair.
Wow! Yeah.
Chris.
Although I'd like to see that.
Wait, hang on. Chris Ketz, Mike Thompson.
Chris Ketz, for sure. There's a little bit of a physiological advantage there, let's say.
You saying there's a weight advantage?
Well, I'm trying to be nice since his wife is sitting there, but yes. What?
Gary Lezak, Mike Thompson.
Wow. Gary's in great shape.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Gary.
Yeah, but I'm going Gary.
I think Mike would do the rope-a-dope.
Yeah, but I think, Lezak's wiry.
Yeah.
But he'd come at you from all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you seen his social media with his shirt off?
He's got some pecs and some abs.
Who, Lezak?
Yeah.
Yeah, put the shirt back on, loser.
He works out all the time.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, we're really impressed. Move on. We get it. Hey, you're filling in for Dana tomorrow. We'll see you here in the studio.
I'll be there too.
All right. I love you, brother. Be good.
We're not talking politics, all right?
No,
I'm
we're not.
Part of
it. No, I know.
All right.
Okay, goodbye. To the newsroom, here is Kara Marks.
And the president's reacting to an anonymous op-ed in the New York Times today. More next. Thomas says, stay home, get away from me. Saying I was bad for you. He got his way. I'm gone for good. Making up stories, keeping it secret. Taking your word for truth. You were bad for me. So I'm gone for good. I did all I could. So kiss this one more time, cause I'm gone for good. You.
Struts. Oh, someday we will put a camera in this room and you will hear everything said off the air, too.
Well, part of what we were talking about is this story, and I've had it for 3 days, and yesterday I was like, I'm not in the mood to talk about this because it makes me mad.
But you are now.
Then a girlfriend sent it to me tonight and said, are you guys not going to talk about this? And I go, all right.
From the pages of your USA Today, a Texas doctor has apologized for his comments to a medical journal that his female physicians are paid less because they don't work as hard. Just being honest, I guess. Uh-huh. Says Dr. Gary Tiggs in a statement.
You misspelled jerk.
I sincerely apologize to all female physicians for my comments and the pain that they have caused.
Doesn't it awfully nice to have a penis?
He told the Dallas Morning News He told the Dallas Morning News that his comments in the two-page feature published...
Oh, don't tell me we're taken out of context.
I haven't...
Okay.
Would you let me...
People always say that when they say something horrible. Well, I'm not a racist. My comments were taken out of context. No, they weren't. That's what you said.
Well, can I finish reading the paragraph?
Okay, finish reading.
Thank you, Dana.
Mm-hmm.
He, Dr...
Doesn't it awfully nice to have a penis?
He, Dr. Gary Tiggs, told the Dallas Morning News earlier that his comments in the two-page feature published in the September issue of Dallas Medical Journal were taken out of context.
Just say, I'm a jerk, I'm a misogynist, I hate women, there you have it.
And that he did not know they would be made public.
There's the other thing. I didn't realize my comments would leak out to anyone because it was spoken to someone writing for an obscure journal that I didn't believe anyone read.
Yes, there is a pay gap, wrote Dr. Tiggs in the feature addressing a report that women physicians' salaries are about two-thirds that of their male colleagues. He went on to write, female physicians do not work as hard and do not see as many patients as male physicians. I'm not done.
I know.
I can see you getting ready to interrupt me. This is because they choose to, or they simply don't want to be rushed, or they don't want to work the long hours. Most of their time, most of the time, their priority is something else, whether it be family, social, or whatever. Uh-huh. The comments appeared in the journal's Women in Medicine issue.
It's going to go over like a fart in church.
Dr. Tiggs.
I'm going to say that and put it in a women's medical journal.
Doctor,
throw that frisbee out there and see what happens.
Well, it wasn't in a women's journal. It was in a women's issue of the journal. Dr. Tiggs, who is 53, practices internal medicine at Plano Internal Medicine Associates and was one of eight responses that were published.
This is interesting for so many reasons. Those comments were not orally stated in front of an interviewer with a pad and pen who write them down. Did he just say that? Yep, I'm going to write that down. Mm-hmm. So that he could then come back and say, these were taken out of context. That's not what I meant. The interviewer conflated what I was trying to say. No, no, no. Right. He wrote this down. These are written comments. His written words about his profession. So don't give me this cock and bull story that this is out of context. You wrote it, you jerk. Sorry, the words that I wrote and spell checked and read three times before I sent to the journal were taken out of context. What? No!
Is he wrong? I'm asking a question.
Scott.
I'm asking the question.
Do you really think women who sign on for 8 years of school or more go into that thinking, God, I'm going to do this and just kind of sit back.
Now, wait a minute. Can I play the devil's advocate?
You can. The devil's a jerk.
Can you hear me out at least?
Okay.
He said, the way I read his comments, and I certainly can see how a female physician might take offense.
Did take offense,
okay.
But okay.
Okay. But there might have been an underhanded compliment in there as well. Okay. If you listen to what he said they spend more time with their patients. Is that a bad thing? I mean,
like instead of the 7 minutes in and out.
Right.
You know,
instead of, hey, how you doing? Oh, you need an antibiotic here. Get out. Bye. Go. How many times have we heard people complain that they feel like they're just a cog in the machine of medicine when it comes to going to see the doctor?
You are trying to defend.
I'm not. I'm playing the devil.
Defensible.
I am playing the devil's advocate.
Here's the problem you have with anyone who even attempts to defend this guy. The wage gap in medicine is real. And so, Scott, you can say that overall, and you've argued this for years, that overall the women's wage gap is there and exists in part because some women are teachers or they're nurses, and especially teaching.
I actually think it's twofold.
Especially with teaching, those are tend to be not, you know, huge six-figure jobs, and those predominantly attract women to teaching rather than men, number one. And number two, you have said women take time off to have babies and then can't get back into the corporate world.
And then try to re-enter the corporate world, but they have to go back.
The fallacy and problem with your argument in medicine is when you look at a specific job title, look at internists, the percentage quoted is what? That men in medicine make, what is the percentage?
A third more.
A third more than women.
That's what this journal
said. You are now looking under the microscope, no pun intended. You're not looking at the global wage gap or the United States wage gap across all professions. You are looking specifically within medicine, and men make a third more. Surgeons, internists, primary care, OB. If the female's doing the exact same medical job, there is no rational explanation for that pay gap within medicine.
Can I play the devil's advocate?
Sure.
Okay. There are in radio, differences in what people do, even though you would think they kind of do the same thing. Let me give you a brief example,
okay. And
then you're more than welcome to weigh in. Of course, this is as much your show as it is mine and theirs. Do we do more is our job, even though it's easy, is our job a little bit more difficult than the person down the hall playing top 40 music? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Instead of just throwing on the next Bruno Mars song,
right,
we actually have to try, and oftentimes fail,
right,
to be entertaining and enlightening.
Right.
Okay? We have to pick topics like this one that you forced on me that that we hope people go, oh, I hadn't thought about something like that. We can't just throw on Bruno Mars or Deep Purple. Would right. you agree?
I would agree
okay.
with that.
Okay. So would it seem to reason that maybe this company might want to pay us a little bit more than they do somebody who is spinning a disc down the
right.
hall?
But when you're looking at medicine, here's what you're going to say. Here's what you're going to say, and I know what you say.
I think men might be, and again, I'm just playing the devil's advocate, a family physician does not make nearly the same amount as a neurosurgeon.
That's true.
That is a fact.
That is true.
My doctor, my family doctor, Dr. Buss,
pediatricians
does
not
make what Kelly, who she works with, does not. There is a light year between what the two of them make.
But here's what I want to know, and I'm asking my physicians, and a dear friend of mine is a physician. Actually, I have three or four of them, and one of them is a surgeon, by the way, female.
I'm not saying
here's
that
what
females
I want to ask.
Can't be surgeons.
If you have a practice, and there are six people in that practice, let's say it's
okay.
obstetrics.
Now, this would be
okay?
fair. Now, this would be fair.
You have an obstetrics practice. There are six physicians. Let's say it's Shawnee Mission Med. You go in there, okay?
Okay.
And two of those obstetricians are women and four are men.
Okay.
Would you not say that across the board there should not be a one-third or higher pay gap between what the men and the women are making there as physicians? It is high risk. It's one of the most high-risk disciples mm-hmm. of medicine you can get into, period.
Okay.
It's up there with, like, neurosurgery.
Okay.
There should be no one-third gap within a practice of physicians doing the same thing.
And I would agree with you on that. What I'm saying is I hate when we say, when we take this blanket statement that female doctors are paid only two-thirds of what male doctors are paid, because there are different levels of doctoring, okay? Just like there are different levels of broadcasting.
If you truly believe that within the same disciple there's no gap, you're crazy.
Well,
there is a gap.
If they would compare that and you could show to me that there is a distinctive pay gap of a third difference between neurosurgeon female and neurosurgeon male who work in the same city, in the same practice, you have an argument.
But they did make that argument in this journal. The journal was about the gap. And his reply wasn't because they opened that door, Dr. Trig Jerk. They opened this door. Why do you think there's a gap in your profession? He could have said, let me tell you why. Women traditionally move toward family practice, and there are more men's in neurosurgery and heart surgery.
He could have said
and
that.
And that's why. He could have said that. That's not what he said. He said because the women don't work as hard as the men do. What are you thinking?
Well, it was horrible.
He's so dumb. I don't want him anywhere near any hospital or my body.
And
you're
Dana,
that dumb.
Dana, you're right. What he said was wrong. There's no denying it. However, let me play devil's advocate just a little bit more, and I know we got to get to break. He pointed out that women doctors, and I think he painted with way too broad of a brush, okay?
Okay.
Let me just say that up
yes.
front. Have their priorities elsewhere. Familial was the first thing out of his mouth. Family.
Okay.
How many times have you heard women say, I want a job that is flexible, where I can...
But if
all
you're
of
that
a sudden,
woman, Scott, you likely didn't go into medicine. You know that you were signing up for long hours and a horrible schedule and a calling to save lives.
So a nurse who works 3 days in a row, 12 hours a day, can't have an interest in their family?
Well, of course they can. Of course they can. Male nurses and female nurses.
But a female nurse who has an interest in spending time with their children has to know you're going into a profession where you're doing 36 hours in 3 days.
Really, the wider question here is not what this one doctor said that is deplorable and inaccurate.
The wider question is,
do you care about your medical provider's personal beliefs about sexism, racism, misogyny, abortion, religion.
Can you touch my you-know-whats and find out if I have cancer, yes or no?
That's all. You. This would not bother you.
No.
You would go to see this doctor.
Yes.
You have lost your mind.
Can you saw out this tumor from my body? Yes or no? I don't give one.
And I look at it differently.
Damn.
There are 20 physicians who can saw this tumor out of my body.
Are you
the best? I would rather have the one that isn't sexist or racist.
Are you the best?
I'll take the second best if you're racist.
Okay. 576-7798.
Man got his woman to take his seat. He got the power, oh, she got the need. She spends her life through pleasing up a man. Feeds him dinner, oh, anything she can.
Who is this? Why are you giggling?
She cries alone at night too.
I'm sorry, you don't know this song?
Should I?
He smokes and drinks and don't
Alice
come
Cooper,
home at
Only
all.
Only Women Bleed.
Oh, wow. Only women I haven't heard this song in 30 years.
Only women bleed.
Yes, that is true. Only women bleed.
Only women bleed.
Alice Cooper here on Dana and Parks. I totally forgot about this song, man.
You're going to be bleeding when I punch you in your face.
I didn't play it, Rod Dick.
He's your life's mistake.
Richard in Olathe. Hello, Richard.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
You know, I'm not so sure about this wage gap thing because many, many years ago when I worked in a factory, most of the women made way more money than the men did until it became unionized, and then everybody became kind of paid the same wage.
But, Richard, the medical community is acknowledging the gap.
Yeah. Well, now, you honestly believe that if a doctor, no matter whether they're a woman or a man, if they have the exact same amount of patients, work the exact same amount of hours, that the woman makes 30% less?
I don't.
On the average, over all cross-sections of medicine, yes.
Over all cross-sections, there's the key. A neurosurgeon makes more money than a family practice doctor.
Right, and there's the rub, Dana. And you know that this is a problem with the liberal mindset. If anyone says anything other than what your beliefs are, you just stop listening.
But it's the medical community saying this, Richard. As much as you would like to think there's no gap, it doesn't make it so.
Well, but I think what happens is, and
listen to your doctor, unless it's something I don't agree with, and then I'm saying that's not true.
Well, but what always drives me crazy when we talk about the pay gap, because I think these conversations are either designed to promote an agenda or to drive some bizarre talking point that I don't understand.
This physician did not say there is no pay gap. He said there is a pay gap because women don't work as hard.
And if we're going to use one physician as the arbiter of all things that are true and right in medicine, then God help us all as a nation. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think there are plenty of women who have specialties, and there's the key word, specialties in medicine, that make a lot more than my family practice doctor, Matthew Buss. Because Matthew Buss, my doctor, has chosen, I'm going to do family practice. Scott's going to come in. I'm going to touch him down in the nether region. I'm going to tell him he doesn't have cancer. I'm going to send him on his way for a shot. And then if he needs something, I'm going to send him to somebody, and no offense to Dr. Buss, but I'm going to send him to somebody who is much more specialized in treating whatever I think I may have found. And if that person happens to be a woman, God bless her. Can you remove a tumor? Yes or no? We got to run. Hey. I hope you have a wonderful vacation. Come back tanned. And you and Chris enjoy yourselves. All right. We love you. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rob Babcock, good friend and co-host, Hawaii-bound Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.